For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. What was once a dark highway overpass will soon be awash in colorful lights. Tuesday night, civic leaders will formally turn on the lights at the U.S. 127 bridge over Michigan Avenue. That's the spot many people in mid-Michigan view as a symbolic gateway linking Lansing and East Lansing. The Under the Bridge project also includes the creation of four large murals depicting different themes in both cities. I met with artist Brian Whitfield beneath the noisy overpass to check out his progress.
Yeah, it's not too bad. We've got a lot of people that come through here. I was surprised how often bikers pass by and joggers and people just kind of commuting from one place to another. And it's actually really nice because they always give me positive reactions and good feedback.
What do they tell you when they come biking or walking by?
Well, they usually say they really like it. They give me thumbs up. Some people say that they like the colors. It's just various things they say, but mostly it's positive. And a lot of the traffic, I hear cars honking and a lot of thumbs up and really good positive feedback.
Now, is this panel completely finished?
No, it has a ways to go. And if you know people that really know me know that I probably will work on it, you know, for 10 years. But at some point it will be done. But it's really close to being done. It's probably 2/3 of the way done.
Is that the madness of being an artist? It's never really done?
Never really finished. Never completely satisfied. And part of the problem is people are seeing all the process, which, you know, you normally don't see an artist go through the process of changing things and rearranging things and erasing parts and, you know, correcting things that they don't like. So it's kind of interesting to be in the public view while I'm going through that whole process.
And what is this going to be eventually? I see a woman with an outstretched hand. I see the Capitol Dome.
Yep. A young lady playing basketball with a guy who kind of represents magic symbolically. I have his number from his college days, number 33 on his jersey, but he's wearing a uniform for high school, which was at Everett, which is a red uniform. So that's kind of a nod towards that time in Lansing's history. And then you have the Capitol, and you have the smokestacks behind the Capitol. And then you, on the other side, you have Sparrow Hospital and the Lugnut Stadium.
And I'm looking at the far side of the road. What are your plans for the other two as yet unfinished murals?
Well, that side it would be the East Lansing side, because traffic is traveling east. So on one panel, I'm going to have young people looking for butterflies and fireflies. And that kind of symbolically shows how kids are you know, discovering the world. And they go to Michigan State and the world kind of expands in front of them. Then the other side would be East Lansing, which shows the jazz festivals and some of the art festivals that go on over there. So I call that one creative. That's a creative side of the community.
You're probably used to the loud traffic noise right above you, but what about when it's windy? Do you have trouble with the paint flying off your brush?
Well, yes. I found that out. The wind really picks up, and it's funny because it might not be as windy away from the bridge, but as soon as you get under here, you feel it really pick up. Right now, it's really not as bad. It kind of comes and goes. But the noise is really funny because when it gets quiet, that's when I really pay attention, is how quiet it is.
You have to suffer for your art, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a struggle. I see this as my Sistine Chapel. It's just a gigantic project, and it's kind of awkward.
Brian Whitfield is the Lansing-based artist who is creating a series of four panels at the 127 and Michigan Avenue Under the Bridge project. And that will be finished later this summer. Brian, thanks for meeting me on a windy and noisy day.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.